Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Good, Tom. How you doing?
Good. I wanted to ask about some of the guys on the offensive line who maybe coming into the year were, at least outside the organization, were not seen as being frontline guys and the contributions that they've made. You know, some shuffling, and Ryan Wendell ended up at center, and he's more than stood up inside. And then also, Donald Thomas and Nick McDonald and Marcus Cannon seem to play, well, very well the other night. So I just wanted to get your feelings on these guys, specific to what they've done so far this year, and if you're pleased with what they've given you.
Yeah, they, I think when you were asking the question, the first thing I think I would say is that I have an incredible respect and appreciation for their coach. And I think that, when you talk about those players and the roles that they play on our team and the contributions that they've made, I don't think you can talk about them without mentioning Dante, because, he does an incredible job at preparing all of them as if they're all going to start and play for four quarters. He makes sure that they have reps. He makes sure that they understand all the communication. And, I have an incredible appreciation and respect for him as their coach. with the guys you mentioned, the inside guys, with Ryan being a starter and playing, I would say really solidly inside for us all year, he's a smart guy. He's been in our program. I think it's a tribute to him, to what he's gone through in terms of working his way from the practice squad to, just learning multiple positions and being on the ready for, a number of years now, and trying to improve himself all the while. And then this year he really gets his opportunity, and I think he's really making the most of it. He's a smart guy. He can play more than one position in there. Certainly he's just playing center for us this year. But I think the value that he brings in there, the intelligence that he has, his ability to work hand-in-hand with Tom in our system and get the communication to the other linemen is invaluable. And again, I think, just his overall execution and performance has been really good for us. With Donald and Nick, one of the things that doesn't necessarily get mentioned probably enough is their versatility, because a lot of those inside players, when you keep them on your roster and you continue to develop them, if they're not starters, one of the big things that they need to be able to do for you is play more than one spot, because it's hard to take a lineman to the game that can't back up more than one position in there. And they've all played center, at certain times, whether it's practice, preseason games, they all played center in there. Both guard spots on either side where the communication gets flipped around. And I think that there's a tremendous amount of value in that alone. And then to go in there in big games and really allow us to continue to play the way that we try to play, regardless of who's in there, I think that just says a lot for how much confidence, one, we have in them, and then, their ability to go in there and execute and compete at a high level, and not really force us to do less than what we want to do. And they're all physical, smart football players that understand our system. They've been around enough. They certainly get taught extremely well by Dante, and I think we as a staff have great confidence if any of those guys are in the game that they're going to be able to hold up and do their job. And then Marcus, lastly, went in again. Here's another young guy that's had an opportunity to learn, and he's practiced a ton. He got to play a lot in the preseason, certainly without Seabass in there, and took a lot of reps that were extremely valuable, I think, to him. And then to finally get his opportunity to go in there and really play a full game the other night, and then hold up the way that he did, and handle, the communication on the road, the silent cadence, all the different variables that go along with playing a road game in New York. You know, really pleased with the way he performed too. We got a big performance out of him. So it's really encouraging when you can have, you know, enough depth at any position to go in there and continue to play the way you want to play. And I think we all have great confidence that the offensive line can do that.
I have one follow on Dante, and I know that you guys subscribe to the notion of you speak for yourself, but Dante doesn't say anything about himself. So aside from the X's and O's, what is it that makes him such a talented coach? What are the demands, what are the marching orders that he gives to guys that gets them to respond almost uniformly in a successful way, despite the fact some of them were undrafted or low-round draft picks, and he gets that consistent performance from these guys? How does he do it?
Well, I think it begins with his work ethic. You know, he's here. He's usually the first guy in the building, and I think that it, you know, the way he works, the way he approaches his job, you know, it kind of demands respect, because all he does and all he cares about when he's here is making sure that his guys are prepared to do what we're asking them to do in the game plan, and he really goes to every length to make sure that that happens. And I think the way they see him work, they immediately appreciate what they have in him as a teacher. I think, you know, he demands that they do it a certain way. He finds a way to communicate with different players in different ways, because, you know, they're not all the same. They don't all learn the same way, but he finds a way, and he's obviously had an incredible amount of experience at dealing with different players and over the course of his long career. But I just, you know, he knows the different buttons to push. He pushes his guys extremely hard, but at the same time, I think they have an incredible admiration and respect for him, and they know that he's putting them in positions to be successful. And I think that, you know, goes hand in hand with his understanding of X's and O's and the techniques that he knows how to teach so well up front, and the way that he goes about improving each one of their games individually. And then all, you know, all together, I think that's why you see a collective group of players that can go out there and play together as a unit so well. So again, it's no secret I have a great appreciation and admiration for him as a coach and a teacher and a friend, and I think he does a great job, and I think they all respect the heck out of him.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Josh. Can you talk a little bit about Shane Vereen, you know, what he's brought to the offense this year and how you feel he's progressed since the start of the season?
Yeah, Shane's a young guy that works hard. You know, he's had, you know, in certain situations, in certain games, limited opportunities, but I think he's really come to work and practiced well every day. He's backed up a number of roles for us in certain games, and then played in different packages throughout the course of the season. He's a guy that can, you know, do things in a running game. He certainly can do things in the passing game, has good hands, very good speed, and he's smart. And that really gives, you know, him an opportunity to get in there against some of the more difficult defensive teams that force, you know, us to handle the pressures and the blitz pickup. He can go in there and really gives us confidence that he can handle that part of the game as well. But he's a guy that, you know, he didn't get a lot of opportunity last year because of the injuries, and has really made the most of his chances this year. And I think he just continues to try to work hard and get better and create more of a role for himself as we go forward.
Has there been anything about Shane that surprised you since you've been with the team?
No, I wouldn't say that. I did some work on Shane when he came out of Cal, and I liked him. You know, I was in St. Louis when he came out, and we liked him then, and I felt like he had a really good skill set to do a lot of different things in an offense, and obviously was a bright guy. So all those things have really showed up, and I think that Shane's, you know, continuing to work hard. And he's really made the most of his opportunities, especially lately when we've had a chance to get him the ball.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh. How are you?
Hey, Karen. Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. The team has produced 219 points in the last five games, 108 in the last two. Not all are on the offense, but a lot are. What's clicked, or what have you seen from the offense that you've liked during that time frame?
Well, I think you know, when you score points, I always have felt like it's a function of the team playing well. It's certainly not just an offensive, an offensive statistic. I know that our job is to go out there and score as many as we can when we have the ball. But as you mentioned, there's been a number of scores that have had nothing to do with offensive football, and I think that's, again, a tribute to the way that the team performs in those games. Offensively, I think we always have that mindset that we want to go out and score 7 points. I think that, the less mistakes you make, the better chance you have to execute a number of plays in a row that give you an opportunity to continue to move the ball and stay on the field. I think our third down, just our overall third down production and ability to convert in short yardage and stay on the field offensively, I think we've gotten better over the course of this season. I don't think there's one specific reason for that. I think Coach has really allowed us to work really hard at that in practice, and just try to focus on those situations that really dictate whether or not you can stay on the field. And we all know that third down is really as important a down as there is offensively. There's a lot of things you have to handle on third down. We've had a lot of different contributions from a lot of different people. But, overall, the ability to perform and execute under pressure on that down has given us a chance to continue to move the ball to try to go down there and score more points as the season has gone on. So, each game is different. Each week is different. Each opponent is different. And each challenge is completely unique from the past challenges. So, it's going to be a different challenge this week against Miami, a whole different set of defenses and things we got to deal with and players that we have to handle that they have on their team. And again, hopefully our execution and our ability to handle the third down situations that come up in the game will give us an opportunity to move the ball and stay on the field and ultimately go down there and try to score points.
Thanks, Josh.